Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Rebel in the Library of Ever by Zeno Alexander. Narrated by Emily Lawrence. Chapter 1. Lenora Returns. Lenora was bruised and battered. She slumped against the wall of the dojo in her uniform and mask, feeling utterly beaten. Everything ached. Everyone else at the Kendo Dojo was much older, taller, and stronger than Lenora. Not to mention, much more experienced in the Japanese martial art of sword fighting. Battling them was hopeless, and she could tell they were taking it easy on her too, which only made her get angrier and fight harder. Even getting into the class had been a struggle.
"I'm sorry,"
the sensei, a very nice old man, had said when she'd first showed up.
"But we don't have enough interested children to start a children's class."
"I don't want a children's class," Lenora almost snarled, then stopped herself. The teacher meant well, after all. "I need to study kendo, sensei," she told him, bowing. "I need to become a master because..." She hesitated. She couldn't tell him the true reason. He would never believe her, any more than her parents had. "I got a job at the library," she announced to her parents with excitement after her return from her first adventures at the otherworldly library that spanned all of space and time.
"I told you, Lenora,"
her father had said.
"Libraries don't hire 11-year-olds.